Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my god!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream in a very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Callum and Frankie from Scream Camp. Scream Camp is the UK's only 10-hour long overnight horror experience, and wow, an experience it is. It's so funny, intense, every sort of emotion you have, you go through during this night. Make sure you go and check out our video over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, and just search for Scream Camp so you can see what last year's event is like. But let's talk about this year's event. Tickets are on sale and they are going fast. So without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with myself, with Callum and Frankie from Scream Camp.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro of the podcast, I'm here with Callum and Frankie from Scream Camp. Guys, welcome to Scare Track.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you guys on again. Obviously, you've both been on in different capacities, whether it be at ScareCon, whether it be on location at Scream Camp, or when we were a little bit tipsy at my house. Very good night. It wasn't as crazy and as mental as the night I spent in your tents at Scream Camp, but everyone can go and check that out over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. Search for the Scream Camp episode. It was crazy, it was eventful, it was emotional. And guys, it's back in 6 weeks' time. Are you guys excited? You ready for it?
6 weeks, that's crazy.
I know, that's gone around so fast. It feels like last week we put the tents away in September. Threw the tents away, because it was a very, very windy last show. we're ready for this year. Tickets are already nearly sold out again already, which is fantastic.
Wow.
We've got a lot of new people coming this year, a lot of people returning as well, which is fab. So thank you for you guys for coming again and booking tickets. But it just shows that obviously we must have done something right last year for people to want to come back and do it again. And so that's why this year we're ramping it up. We're obviously
more actors
this year. Yeah, we're going to there's a lot of new things happening this year. Obviously last year being our first year, it was trial and error, so a lot of things we tried, and then obviously some didn't work, some did, and so we kind of knew what we need to change for this year, and we've done that, and we've got a couple of new storylines going on and a lot of new tasks for the guests to get involved in, which I'm sure they'll all enjoy slash hate. So that's that's the main thing. But yeah, we're looking forward to being back.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to visit back as well. I'm coming on opening night, so I'm looking forward to being like having the the distressing evening that it is. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm quite anxious as well. But in case anyone's listening to this episode and haven't watched what we've already done or what we spoke about, basically Scream Camp, it's at Higher Council Farm in Oldham, and it's a 10-hour overnight horror experience. It's the only one in the UK. Basically, guys, how do you cope with staying up all night? You obviously prep beforehand, you terrorize these people throughout the day. Is it something that you have a lot of Red Bull for, or Pro Plus, or is it just pure adrenaline that you guys are like, right, these are our playthings for the evening, let's give them a bloody good time?
I mean, it's a bit of both, isn't it, really? Like, the adrenaline hits and then you're not tired. The hardest part is when you fall asleep at, like, 11 a.m. and then you wake up feeling like you've got the worst hangover in the world at like 6 p.m. Yeah, that's not fun. But I mean, it's not hard staying awake when your adrenaline's going, everyone's having fun,
Yeah, it's for me, and I'd probably say maybe a couple of others, it's just purely adrenaline. A lot of people have a lot of Red Bulls to get them through it. I don't personally drink Red Bull. It's bad for your heart, so if you drink Red Bull, stop. but no, I purely get through on adrenaline because I feed on guests' emotions. So if a guest are having a good time, that makes me personally perform better as an actor as well. I think everyone else is like that as well. So
oh, absolutely. Like if you've got someone there potentially who isn't having a lot of fun. We haven't had that, but hypothetically, if you had someone there who wasn't having fun, you'd find it really hard to perform because you feel like you're forcing them to have fun.
Yeah.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. And in fairness, when I went, I took an energy drink with me, but I didn't need it because, like you say, the adrenaline is going and it is, you know, it's something out of the ordinary. You are in, the location's great because although you're relatively close to civilization, as you walk out onto that field over basically you're looking down on the rest of the world, it does feel like you're secluded, that you're in the middle of nowhere, and it just gives it a great ambiance. And again, it takes you out of your comfort zone. You know that, you know, even if you screamed as loud as you can, other than the Scream Camp crew, no one's going to hear you. no one's coming to save you. So it's slightly unnerving. And the best part of it is that there's up and down time, isn't there? Can you explain to the listeners on how, obviously don't give away too many spoilers, but you sort of mix things up. It can't all be 10 hours of extreme adrenaline. There's games, there's downtime, there's lots of different elements you put into a show, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, just touching on the location itself, the location is absolutely fantastic. We were very lucky to come across that location last year when we was actually looking for venues to put on the show. And the guy, Dean, who owns the farm, who owns High Count of Farmers, was absolutely fantastic with us last year, helped us out a lot preparing for the shows and cutting up wood for the fire. And, you know, a lot goes into, I mean, people think maybe just pop up a few tents. No, there's a lot that goes into actually setting up the show, and it takes a good 4 or 5 hours to actually set up the show. Oh, so
absolutely.
We get there at sometimes 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know we're prepping for 4 or 5 hours, and then we're just about ready when the guests turn up. Yeah. So, but yeah, the location is fantastic. It's we're very lucky to have that location. Albeit that when it gets windy up there, it gets windy. As you found out on your show,
very windy night. Yeah, but it added to the fun.
Yeah, it did. It added to the fun. It does add to the suspense of the night and not knowing what's going to happen. You know, it's fantastic location. But yeah, touching on obviously the 10 hours that you participate in, obviously there's up and down time like you mentioned. It's not possible to have people, what's the word, on edge, terrorized for 10 hours straight. So yeah, there is downtime which happens in camp.
Games and earning points for your team, and everyone gets really competitive, and that part's great fun. Everyone really enjoys that.
Yeah, you split into teams at the start of the night, and then the aim of the game basically is to score points for your team throughout the night in different challenges that you're doing in and out of camp. And then the team with the most points in the night wins. So, but it's good. The people get into the spirit of it. They get into the camping spirit. They make new friends. But lots of people have actually made new friends. Some people came on their own last year, and then they met up with other people who are on their own, and they're friends now.
Well, yeah. I mean, a perfect example of that is Ash from Scare Directory.
We're
going to be chatting to him on the podcast soon as well. And him and Stephen never met each other, and now they run Scare Directory together.
And they met at Scream Camp, which was fantastic. So
it's mad. Who knows? This year you might have people fall in love.
You never know. Scream Camp romance. I think the closest thing you get into that is Lola and the Boss, but I don't think Lola and the Boss are going to fall in love anytime soon.
I think they will.
Only time will tell.
It's
a good point. You mentioned that actually, like the group of people we were with. By halfway through the night, they were like family to us. We were having a laugh. We were joking about each other, taking the piss out of each other. It was genuinely a sort of atmosphere where I can only probably describe it similar to being put in the Big Brother house. It's you and these X amount of other people who have got to work together, play together, be friendly together, sleep together, you know, not in that way. But it's one of those where it just sort of speeds things up. You are there for 10 hours. So halfway through that, you are going to get close to these people, and
you know, I remember a select few when myself and Martin did the event. You know, we're Facebook friends with them now. We're always liking each other's comments and chatting now and again. So it really is not just a 10-hour overnight immersive theatrical horror experience, but it is. It's an overall experience when it comes to interaction
meeting
with other
friends.
People. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Not only that, but when people are scared and like some of the situations that guests are put in, you do end up getting close to other people. And if you've only got that one other stranger with you and you're absolutely terrified, you're going to cling to that person, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's crazy to see how people react throughout the night and how they toughen up throughout the night as well. We were with one girl, Rachel, who when she first got there, she was terrified of everything. And by the end of it, she was doing it all because we'd all given her the encouragement to do so. And it helped that everyone would have a laugh about it and interact with each other as well. So, yeah, it's always great when there's a fantastic group of people. So you could go there by yourself and have a great time meeting up with new people. You could go as a couple like me and Martin, just the two of us, and meet up with people. Or, again, it's a good event for, you know, bigger groups of five or six people to go in like a team bonding exercise as well.
Well, the good thing about Scream Camp is it brings a competitive side out of people as well. So even if you know, they're scared out of the wits and they really don't want to do something, they'll do it for their team, especially when their teammates are watching them. They feel pressure to actually do it. And then when they've done it, they feel like a self-achievement. They've actually done something which they're really scared of, like, you know, the claustrophobia side of things where you place into a box under the ground. Like last year, one of the tasks was last year, where a lot of people didn't want to do that, but they gained points by doing it, and they felt like they needed to do it to get points for their team. So yeah, it's good. It's just, it's not just people doing things for themselves. They have to do it. They have to work as a team to achieve the goal of winning at the end of the night.
Yeah, like stupid stuff as well. Like if you've got, you pull up a person in camp and tell them to dance. They're like, I'm not dancing. They've got their entire team screaming at them, come on. And if you've got an actor saying, right, I'll give you 50 points if you dance. That's a lot of pressure on that person.
They need to dance. It turned into a full-on dance-off, I think, towards the end of our session last year.
Yeah.
Shadow can dance.
Shadow can dance. the famous Shadow, yeah, he can certainly dance. He can do a few things. We were talking the other night. We did a live feed the other night. I think you caught parts of it. We were talking about the different shades of Shadow throughout the night, because he starts off as this horrible, aggressive, nasty piece of work, and by... Come 5 a.m. is this camp horny dancing man in camp, and it's just like, is this the same person? Completely changes.
The shades of Shadow. I like that.
That's shades of shadow. That's it. I like that. I'm going to use that one.
That's a quote and half. That is
50 Shades of Shadow.
Oh, I love it. And that's what's great as well, is that you do have a fantastic team behind you, each individual, although you're all wearing masks throughout as well, all the murderers. Like I said, I don't know how the story will progress into 2020, but each character has their own different being, their own characteristics, their own weapon of choice, their own drive to terrorize you. I'm guessing teamwork and having a fantastic team behind you is something that really makes Scream Camp the success it was in the first year, and the success it looks like it's going to be with the ticket sales flying off the shelves this year.
Well, I've said on multiple occasions when I've done podcasts or interviews or even posts on Facebook, etc., I've always said that the team that I've got behind me, you know, from Frankie down to Becky, down to Emma, Jake, Pagan, you name it, the whole team that's behind me, I couldn't do it without them. Every single one of them brings something unique and different, which makes, you know, we're all different and good at certain things, and that works because the show needs diversity, and that's definitely what we've got.
We're really lucky to have found the team we have, because it was all just by chance, people just calling up for auditions, wasn't it, really? It wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, we could have got, you know, loads of people auditioning that didn't really fit the bill, or, you know, people who didn't really understand what we're doing, because obviously it's a lot different just a normal scare acting, normal, you know, cliche boo haunting, if you want to call it that. You know, we were very lucky to find the people that we did, and I'm glad, and they stuck out of it. And you know what? Screen Camp is hard work, you know, from a productive point of view and a performance point of view. These actors and are setting up for 4 or 5 hours before a show, then the performing and staying in character for 10 hours straight. You know, it's a big ask, and you know, and it couldn't be done without them. So you know, I'll always be thankful to my actors and make sure, you know, that they're always looked after and stuff.
Yeah.
But coming on to actors, do you want what's the word?
An exclusive announcement.
You know what? I never want to say no to a cheeky scare track exclusive.
I didn't think you were going to say no. So, this year, drum roll, please. Where's your drum roll? I hope you can hear that.
Frankie, I can, but it doesn't sound like a drum roll, but carry on.
Just slapping my knees. Okay, so this year, we are welcoming the Evil Twins, who performed at... Spooky World. They performed at Spooky World last year. I personally had an all right night at Spooky World last year. They were definitely the highlight for me.
They were the best part of Spooky World.
They really are. The Evil Twins are most definitely the they're the best thing at Spooky World. Love them. Lots of love for that duo, and I'm guessing that is why their post on Instagram was, "We have an announcement coming soon."
Correct. Yes, they are announcing, and hopefully, I don't even know, they might have announced this before this podcast goes live. Who knows? You might have to get your podcast out quick, Mikey.
That's a good point.
they will be joining us this year. I think they're going to do majority of the shows this year, which is fantastic because they're going to bring a completely different, again, set of skills to Scream Camp.
And we've got some clowns.
And we've got some clowns. So yeah. People who are asking, which I always get asked, is there clowns?
Yes, we can say yeah.
Yes, there is clowns this year. They're going to be probably going to say it. They're going to be roaming. They're going to be terrorising you and, you know, joining in camp,
popping in and out of camp,
but also popping in and out of the challenges as well. So you may see a darker side to the Evil Twins.
I was going to say that makes me have a whole bunch of emotions. One, they are freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Two, they're freaking terrifying. So a whole range of emotions. But yeah, definitely, I love the Evil Twins. And if anyone who's listening now is not entirely sure who we're talking about, just head over to any of our Spooky World vlogs on our YouTube channel. They feature heavily. They're also on Instagram, evil_twins_666. Gotta love the Twins. What a great team up, Scream Camp and the Twins. Jesus.
You know, it was the fact that there was posting about coming to Scream Camp this year. They knew they wanted to be, and we actually bumped into them.
As we saw them, they were like, "Oh my god, Team Lola, yes!"
Yeah, we bumped into them at Spooky World, and as soon as they sent our Scream Camp bodies, they came straight over to us and was like, "I want to be on Team Lola. We'll go Team Lola." And we assumed that they'd been to Scream Camp last year, but they hadn't. They just really wanted to come, and they put a couple of posts out saying, "Should we go? Should we not go?" So I thought, you know what? Let's see if they want to act. And they was very, very up for it. And so yeah, it's going to be a good collaboration, if you want to call it. I'm excited to have them involved because they're very passionate and they're very good at what they do.
They're really nice ladies and really nice people as well.
They're lovely, actually. They really are lovely. Yeah, absolutely.
They seem to like you, Mikey.
Well, what's not to love, eh? Lots of things, it would appear, but anyway.
that's a story for another podcast, mate.
Absolutely. But that's awesome. That's just adding another element to Scream Camp, which I am very, very excited about. Guys, if anyone wants to get tickets or find out more about Scream Camp, what are your social media pages and where's the website so people can get the tickets before they sell out like they do last year?
The website is www.screamcamp.co.uk. If you go onto there, some of our reviews are on there from last year as well. You can also head over to our Facebook page and just type in Scream Camp in the search bar and we will pop up loads of pictures and videos and again lots of reviews on there from last year, so check that out. You know, in the day there is a safe word as well, which we haven't touched on.
If
throughout the night things do get a little bit too much for you, because like I say, it is a full contact event. You know, you are touched by the actors and you are placed into you know, somewhat uncomfortable situations at some point for some people. Some people absolutely love it and don't care that they've got a bag over their head or, you know, they've been buried under the ground. But some people, you know, are a bit, you know, a bit scared, more scared than others. So there is a safe word. If you say the safe word while you're doing a challenge, that doesn't mean the night is over for you. That just means that specific task that you're doing currently will end for you, and then you'll be taken back to camp, and then you can rejoin the rest of the group, and then you can participate in the other challenges that go on throughout the night. But there is a safe word, so yeah, don't feel like you have to do something if you don't want to as well.
And that's the best part of that as well, actually. It's, there's nothing worse than you spending your money, going to a long event, and then when you say the safe word after the first hour, you're like, oh, that's it, I wasted that money, I could have done other stuff. But the fact that it is sort of cut into little sections, you can just bypass that section. You can save that.
And there's always time to unwind after a challenge as well. Like, you're not, like, bombarded with something else horrific straight away. Like, you can have a marshmallow and you'll be all right.
The big marshmallows, though, aren't they, Mikey? You got a marshmallow on that one.
They're blooming nice as well.
How many did you fit in your mouth last year?
Quite a lot. Fluffy bunnies was difficult.
Was it fluffy bunnies? Chubby bunnies.
Poof.
Also, Callum forgot to say, we do also have Instagram at @scream_camp, which we do update not as regularly as the Facebook, but we still do.
Well, the Facebook's got 7,500 likes.
Yeah.
So
Instagram's really hard to reach people, because unless people search for you, they're not going to see you, are they?
No, not really. It's a bit difficult, but yeah, the main one's Facebook, but we do have an Instagram as well, so you can check either of them out.
Excellent. I'm checking them out now, and my ugly mug with a marshmallow is in my mouth.
Is it there? You see it?
It's there. I see it, definitely. Looking lovely as always, with a marshmallow in my mouth. People like that because then it just gets me to shut up.
I know.
Awesome.
Martin's got a few things to answer for from last year, so he needs to bring his ass across at some point this year.
Yes, definitely. I think we need the whole ScareTrack team to take on the Scream Camp crew 100%. Awesome. I mean, guys, I really, really appreciate you guys coming on and talking all about Scream Camp for me. Obviously, you guys are now veterans within the scare industry. You've either worked at other parks or worked with other events and productions. Other than Scream Camp, what's next for you two guys in the world of scare and entertainment?
Well, we are heading to HorrorCon as well this year.
Awesome.
We are potentially going to be doing a mini Scream Camp at HorrorCon.
Nice.
So we're going to be setting up and giving people a HorrorCon a little bit of a taste into what Scream Camp is all about. So if that pans out, that'll be great. And obviously we're heading to ScareCon in May, as usual. We'll have a stall again this year. So if you're at ScareCon, come and say hello. If you want to know anything more or want to ask any questions, then feel free to pop over. I'm sure one of the team will answer any questions that you have.
Awesome.
And on April 11th... we are all going to be at an event in Leeds called Sisters of the Moon. It's the UK's first all-female run horror event by a company called Arcane Entertainment, who are excellent. So there's going to be some horror burlesque, tarot readings, roaming actors, performances, live music. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Excellent. I'm very excited. Fingers crossed I'll be able to make that as well. I'm definitely at ScareCon and HorrorCon, so you'll be seeing my ugly mug a number of times throughout the year, I'm afraid, guys.
As long as I don't see you in a wheelchair again, mate, I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. Touch wood. Awesome. Well, I mean, thank you so much, guys, for coming on to the ScareTrack podcast. Callum and Frankie from Scream Camp, really, really do appreciate it. And we will see you very, very shortly.
See you soon, mate. Thanks for having us,
Mikey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Callum Beckett and Frankie Yates for coming onto the ScareTrack podcast, talking all about Scream Camp. Like I say, a fantastic event. You should go. Screamcamp.co.uk. Get your tickets. It's only £50 for a 10-hour-long overnight immersive experience, and you get marshmallows. What more can you want, guys? Definitely get your tickets, screamcamp.co.uk, and we can't wait to get there for their opening night on April 18th this year. They're running all throughout the summer. I'm going to run down all the dates now. April 18th, April 25th, May 9th, May 23rd, May 30th, June 13th, June 27th, July 11th, July 18th, July 25th, August 8th, August 22nd, August 29th, and September 12th. So all the way from April all the way to September, there's no excuse to get your tickets and experience this fantastic one-of-a-kind event here in the UK. So that's bringing us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. A huge thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We really, really do appreciate it. You can support us, like always, over on our social media channels. Head over to Scare Track on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. You can find everything Scare Track and Coaster Track related over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. If you want to get some merchandise and rep yourself when you go to HorrorCon and ScareCon and all these scare events, you can get our merchandise on there too. We love it. If you guys buy stuff, always send us a photo and we'll always share it on our Instagram. We really do appreciate it, and thank you so much for joining the Scare Track Network. So guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening once again, and we'll see you next time. Bye guys.